o'clock already. It's flown by, this show.
It always does. Oh, you don't come on enough, David.
I know.
A lot of people are saying, why doesn't David do the show more? I have asked David. He wants to cover. I'm off for 3 weeks this summer.
Well, you made this offer once before and then never called me back.
Yeah, because they were worried about how much you charged, if you really want to get into it right now.
Very cheap. Very cheap.
Do you remember that time when you first came and did 3 shows and how much your agent wanted? £20,000 a show.
That's not true.
David, I promise you.
People will believe that. I'll be in the Daily Mail tomorrow.
You didn't know anything about it. My boss rang you and he went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll speak to them. I think they were new, but they wanted £20,000 a show. Clive, our boss, then rang me in a state of just terror, said, we can't do it. And so I rang you. You were good. And you went, oh my God, I haven't asked for that. That's ridiculous.
I did it for 19. I was very, very
doing that,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
And also, we've got the, if you look behind you, there's a fresh box of cash for you as well to take with you as well.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bomb.
Yeah. All right, then, a couple of questions for DT then. My daughter Megan wants to know, where did he get his actor's name from?
From Smash Hit. Yeah.
Did you? I didn't know that.
I did. I had to change my name, and I was 16 at the time. Yeah. I did a little job when I was 16, so I had to change, I had to find an equity name. There was a David McDonald already. So I looked through Smash Hit, and there was Kirk Brandon from Spear of Destiny.
Yeah.
There was Bob Fish. No, there wasn't. There was Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys. And I thought, well, that's a good sort of two-syllable strong name. So that was it. Has been ever since.
Great question.
It's now legally my name as well.
Yeah. David, what's his considered opinion on Rupert the Bear? Children's cuddly entertainer or freaky little weirdo? I mean, I think freaky weirdo, right?
Rupert the Bear, like the check trousers and
the white sort of albino.
He was quite trippy, Rupert the Bear, wasn't it?
Well, and freaky.
Yeah,
had human hands and
I never liked it.
No. Thanks for answering that one. Someone is coming to see you tonight in Don Juan. So at the moment, then David is until late June.
June 10.
At the Wyndham Theatre in Don Juan.
Yeah.
And they want to know, what is your playlist beforehand to get you in character?
I've got the Rag and Bone Man album on, which from half an hour before. Yeah. I have to have that every night. It's my only superstition. I have to have the same album before I go on stage every night.
Is this the thing you always do when you're doing stage work?
Yeah.
So what have previous albums been for when you've done shows?
It was the Richard the Second was the David Bowie album, the one before the last. Nothing Changes.
Yeah.
I had a Las Vegas album a few years ago. For much
what happened? So they were great.
I love them. Yeah. Their debut was brilliant.
What is that single they
had? The album is quite depressing.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Depressing.
Geraldine was one of the singers.
That's the
social worker.
Yeah,
the song about the social worker.
But a brilliant song. Yeah. Very, very good.
Flowers and Fit My Tops.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
Another question here. These are very good questions. What are his thoughts on Scotch eggs? Should they be eaten? And if so, how?
Well, this is a debate we've had before on this show, how to eat a Scotch egg. I think one out of a sort of motorway service station has just to be eaten by the fingers as quickly as possible.
When do you go and eat at a motorway service station?
I'm a man of the people.
No way, you at a motorway service station.
But if you go to one, if you like a fancy restaurant one that's made of sort of, you know, haggis and
quail egg,
that's the knife and fork job.
Right, okay, but the rest of you, out of a hand?
Yeah, you got it.
It's the only way to eat it. It's finger food.
A bit savage.
It is finger food, yeah. I quite like the little dinky ones you get
beautiful.
Sometimes.
Okay, and Caroline here wants to know about your movie, which you've got this new movie coming out, which is out already in Scotland.
Mad to Be Normal, that's right, about R.D. Lang, about the Kingsley Hall experiment, where a bunch of psychiatrists and patients live together in this mad sort of commune. Michael Gambon plays one of the patients.
Gabriel Byrne's in it.
Gabriel Byrne is fantastic in it. Elizabeth Moss, who's fantastic. Opens April the 6th across the country. I think you can see it in Scotland already, some preview screenings. Please go see it.
And someone else here says, can you ask David if he will say wibbly wobbly Timmy Wimmy 3 times?
It's not Timmy Wimmy.
What is it?
It's Timey Wimey.
What are we involved in?
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
What's that from?
I thought you'd watch me in Doctor Who, Christian. I'm slightly.
Awkward.
That was a big giveaway. Big giveaway.
Oh, God. Where's Yuri?